Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hey, and welcome to Home Based Business 101. Ready to kick this off this evening, and I got my junior co-host here with me, my grandson tonight, and then I got my other co-host on the line. Monty, you there?
Yes, sir. Here's
the title. All right, yeah, I'm going to bring on the junior co-host, Isaiah. He has a few words he want to say, and then he picked out some music to kick the show off, and then, you know, we're going to get focusing on stuff we want to do, but I'm going to bring Isaiah on so he can say what he want to say. He's prepping himself and doing all the things he want to do before he can really come on the air. Okay, Isaiah, what you want to say to people tonight?
Good evening. This is Isaiah Martin here. Well, welcome to our business base of 101. We'll be right back after and listen to our nice, fabulous music.
All right. Thank you so much, Isaiah. And he's 7 years old, and, you know, hey, he had the song he picked out right here, and we're going to bring it up. I don't know how at 7 years old that he's able to identify with this particular artist, but we're going to bring it up, and we're going to play this, and it's very appropriate for what we do at YTB, The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
All right. One of the things about having a home-based business and doing it the right way, as I always tell people on my team, you know, God first, family second, and then business, is that my grandson, you know, he wanted to help me tonight. You know, he said he wanted to hear a certain music on the show. That song we just played, The Way You Make Me Feel, I mean, it's very appropriate to me in the sense the way how YTB makes me feel. But the thing is, just having fun with your business and being able to do what you need to be able to do so that you can appropriate your business in the right perspective in terms of your life. And tonight, you know, our show is You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. And that's a very important thing, because the thing is that if you want to be a participant in this, then you got to find a way to be able to plug in to make things happen for you so that you can end up with a paycheck. I'm going to bring my co-host on, and, he's been quietly, sitting back in the background, my grandson talked to him for a few seconds before we got started. But, but that's the way I wanted to kick the show off tonight. My grandson, he had a request, and so, I honored his request. And, Monty, you there?
Yes, I am, Satali.
All right. Take it away. Share, your introduction and, where you feel we at and things that people need to do in terms of plugging in, having fun, and making this business work for them.
Hey, one thing I know for sure, man, is I love how you spend time and take time to raise your grandson, and he's a young entrepreneur, and you're developing his entrepreneur spirit, and that's the way that we should be approaching our business, because, we're preparing a way for the next generation, and you're doing an awesome job with that. And obviously, with the song you just played, The Way You Make Me Feel, obviously your grandson has an affection for you for the way you make him feel, because you're certainly developing his entrepreneur spirit. And having said that, back to this: if you don't plug in, you can't win. And folks, if you didn't plug in this weekend, Saturday, for the Harvest is Plentathon, you missed a doozy. Here was a day that you had a vast opportunity to expose your business to multiple means of people. You had an opportunity to get a bunch of people on a telephone call to get some awesome information, and then for them to get people that they knew on a telephone call, for them to get some awesome information, and just keep that wave moving. Here was an opportunity to fast forward, to jumpstart your business, just to get the ball rolling. And so, Tyler, I'm just blown away by the support we get from the company and the support that we get from just individuals in the business who are having success. These people are very successful, and they reach back to pull everybody forward. I'm just blown away by that, Satali.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we have people that are, making millions of dollars, you would feel so well, that they could take the attitude that some of the things I experienced from the negative side of coming through Baltimore City Public Schools, where people say, well, I got mine, you got yours to get. And what I mean by that, the people, that where they at, they could say, well, I got mine, I'm a director, I'm making such and such, you got yours to get. I mean, when we listened to this morning and they were saying that people was doing CRT trainings and everything else and scattered all around the country, but they made sure that they plugged in on the call line to be able to do whatever part they were supposed to do to make the project successful. And that's what it's really all about. Team, together each achieves more. And how to make teamwork really work. And so for those out there listening tonight and those that are plugging in.
Hi.
Hello? yet. For those that are, you know, that are plugging in, we have one caller that I did bring on. I don't know who they are. Hopefully, it's another team member, 602-705-9740.
I'm sorry, are you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing. I hope I didn't yell in your ear there. Maybe you can help me out. I just want two number sevens with curly fries and.
You had the wrong number. This is not a takeout order number.
Oh, what do you guys?
This is an internet radio show program.
Oh, do you guys have pizza?
No, we don't sell pizza. We market travel. But you know, but you're at the right place at the right time. You know, we market travel. I don't know how. You know, when you dialed our number, that you thought it was a takeout number for pizza or whatever. But you know, we market travel. We help people save money on their vacation, whatever. And you know, and hey, you know, however the cross up went about tonight, you know, we're glad for the cross up, but. You know, when you think about travel in the future, think about YTB, and the number here to the radio program is 646-595-4222.
You don't have pizza?
No, sir, we don't have pizza. No, this is a radio program you called in on.
How about Chinese food? I can totally go for some Chinese.
This is a radio program. A radio program. This is not a pizza program. But thank you. Okay, I don't know how that ended up happening. I'm back, you know, to everybody else. But I mean, hey, you know, with technology, you never know what glitches you get today, you know. So hopefully, you know, maybe that person besides ordering pizza might remember the numbers I just finished giving him, and you know, be able to plug into some travel things we got to share and offer with other people. But getting back to our theme. You know, Monty, you know, one of the things that they talked about in terms of this whole telethon, plentython piece is this whole goal and focus of, as for those that really plug in, is how to get to the point of getting 31 people in their, 100 people in their power team a month. So share with us what that means.
Well, one of the things, there are basically three teams in YTB. You've got your first team, your power team, and your dream team. Your first team is composed of the first six people that you and your teammates sponsor into the business. After your six people are sponsored into the business, the next personally sponsored person in your business starts your power team. And your power team is where you want to be, because it's the highest paid position with the company. And then from your power team, when your power team develops their power team, you start your dream team. And all three of those teams are very exciting, but getting to your power team is of most importance, because that's where the real goodies lie. And so when you get to your power team and you and your power team develop or sponsor 100 RTAs, or you will have done something very special, because at that point, when you've got those 100 RTAs on your team, you will get a $10,000 bonus.
Ooh.
And that's just the beginning, Satawa. That's just the beginning of the goodies to come.
Mm. And in the process of getting those 100 people, besides that $10,000 bonus, about do you remember how much money a person will go through that process along with the $10,000 bonus?
Well, for every six people that come onto your power team, you'll get along with all the other commissions that you get, you'll get, every time you develop six on your power team, you will get a $1,000 bonus. And boy, do those bonuses add up.
Yeah, so that means by the time you get to 100 people, you'll end up with 16 of those $1,000 bonuses, and then about another $5,000 in power team commission bonuses, and then the $10,000 bonuses, which means you end up with a total of $31,000. on, you know, which basically can be a part-time or full-time basis, or, you know, or, you know, however you divide your time up to accomplish that goal. But basically what that means is that you will end up with $31,000 in bonus money through introducing a business to different people out there in the network marketing industry, which is a very, very fabulous, fabulous, fabulous opportunity.
And I think also, Satawa, if, you know, once that information was shared with us, if, you know, if you make your goals look like this, you start thinking about $31,000, and that's quite a bit of money. Most people don't make $31,000 a year. And so, you know, you put in place $31,000 a month, you're on the road to greatness. And then you know that $31,000 equals approximately 100 people, new RTAs, on your power team. So you start thinking in terms of $31,000. And let's say you wanted to make $31,000 a week. I know for a lot of people out there, that seems like an impossible task, because most people think in terms of trading hours for dollars. Now, how many hours would you have to work on your job to make $31,000 in 1 week?
I don't think they had a chance to go to sleep.
There are 168 hours in a week. And so depending on how much you make an hour, how many hours would it take? I mean, it's I think on a job or somewhere where you're trading hours for dollars, I think that would be sort of impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
sounds that way to me.
So how do you just think about it. If you were just considering how many hours it would take you to work to make $31,000, you're talking about depending on a lot of jobs, you're talking about a year plus of time to make that money. But you can condense that time into months and weeks. That's what we're talking about, developing the power of leverage. And guess what? With our business and our company, if you don't plug in, you could never understand how to get there, Satawi.
That's so important. That's why the NICE program about, you know, hey, you can't win if you don't plug in, is that you need to just know, you know, what's going on in your business every day. I mean, you need, you know, that's every day you need to have a snapshot of your business. What is the Kodak moment of your business for each day, so that you can understand where it's at? And don't take it for granted so it does not take you for granted, because what we're involved in is a major multi-million-dollar business. And the thing that's so beautiful about it is that no matter where you're at in your personal growth or development, is that as long as you take out and fill out the forms and turn in the proper money and follow the proper procedures, you have the same access to this multi-million-dollar business that everyone else has. And it's what you do with it. It's, you know, hey, where you take it. And so there is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity staring people in the face who really seize the time and understand what they're involved in and how to make it work for them.
And then the other side of that, Satawa, is if you don't treat your business like a business, it'll pay you not like a business. So you've got to learn the tricks of the trade. You've got to know what the tools are available to you to get the information out to whomever you need to get the information out. You've got to learn how to do that, and that's why you've got to plug in. You've got to plug in to learn, you know, when our conference call is scheduled. You know, what do I do? All of those things. You got to plug in to learn those things. And so if you don't plug in, you can't win, Satawi.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like this past weekend. I mean, something took place that there was people that participated in it, and then there's some people that's still hearing about it. And I'm glad I was a person that participated in it as opposed to a person that's hearing about it. But, I mean, some folk are still hearing about it, you know, and said, oh, okay, well, great. When they get ready to use the next one, you know, I'll be ready. You know, I hope they will. I mean, you know, for some of those that say that, when we do the next one, they still might not be ready. But the bottom line is that what just took place this past weekend, no matter how great my results were or how small my results were, is that I participated in the process, so thus I have some results, as opposed to those that did not participate at all and have no results.
So you made a major point there, participating in the process. You've got to learn what the process is. So therefore, you've got to get busy. You've got to talk to your upline. You've got to plug into your upline. You've got to plug into everything that's available from the company and from individuals that are making it big. Hey, they put the information out there, but you have to make a decision to personally go get that information, because it's not just coming to you. You've got to go get it. So it's very, very, very important that you make a decision. First, you've got to make a decision. Make a decision. If you're in this company or you're thinking about coming aboard this company, first of all, you got to make a decision. Is this something that you really want to do? Is this, you know, do you want to take this business model and become successful with it? First, you know, you've got to make that decision first. And if you do, once you make that decision to do that, you got to understand that there are certain things that you've got to understand, learn about the company and learn about the industry, and there are just things that you're going to have to learn to move forward and become successful in the business and to become successful through the business. So these things, you've just got to learn. I mean, there's no way around it, Satawi.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and as those that's listening, you know, to, so it doesn't really sound complicated to you, it's sort of like, you know, if you had a corner grocery store and you got ice cream in your store, you know, you got children that come in, they like to be able to buy ice cream or popsicles or whatever, then you need to know how to make sure that your freezers don't get cut off so the ice cream can stay cold and frozen so that when they come in to buy it, it's not melted and sloppy. Other than that, you're not going to be able to sell no ice cream. I mean, I use that as an analogy to just say that the bottom line is that it really is that simple in the sense of knowing and understanding how your business works. Whatever it takes to make your business work, you need to know how it works, because if you don't, then you're not going to be able to service your clientele. And it still all boils down to the ABCs of business. And with that said, you know, I'm going to let you go ahead and share some things and wrap this segment of our program up tonight, Monty, and get ready to go, you know, and close out and let folk know that, hey, they can tune in and catch us tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I was reminded today of the simplicity of our business. My wife and I, we actually sat down with our daughter. We had exposed her to the business some months ago, but we sat down with her today. She's a student. She's a single parent, and you know, she works, so she doesn't have a lot of time. And we sat down with her today and shared the presentation with her on our website, and she got excited about that. And then there was another presentation that I had from that you had share with me, that you emailed to me, one from James Pruitt. We let her look at that, and she got even more fired up. So probably within the next couple of days, she'll become an RTA. She's a rep, and she really didn't do anything from the beginning of being introduced to the business. But, you know, as time goes on things start to change for a lot of people. And so we didn't actually, and you never do, we didn't give up on it because we know things change. And so I think she's a little frustrated with not having enough time to spend with her kids. You know, she's working, she's going to school, you know, she runs a household, so she's got a lot of things going on. But she understands how this business can free up some of her time. You know, we were telling her, hey, you can start working the business part-time and not have to change anything about what you're doing. You can continue to do the same things, but you can also build you a business on the side that could soon replace the income that you're making on that job and surpass that income, which will free you from that job, which will free up tons and tons of your time, and then you can use some of that time to spend with your children. You'll free up more time to have to study because she's always rushing. I mean, her life is just rush, rush, rush. So having shared that information with her today, you know, she's ready to come on board and just start blowing it up. And we're very excited and proud for her. So, you know, that was just something that happened for us today that I just wanted to share because we know there are a lot of people out there that are just time broke. You may be making great money and you might have a great lifestyle, but then you don't have any time. You're time broke. This business gives you an opportunity to be time rich, not only to have the money that you need and the money that you want to do the things that you want to do whenever you want to do them, wherever you want to do them, for as long as you want to do them, but it also gives you time to be with your family, time to do the things that you want to do, and, you know, time to get with yourself. I mean, it just frees up so much time. So, Satawi, I wanted to say to everybody, if for no other reason, if your life is just so busy and your time is just so out of control, get with our company so we can free up some of that time and show you how to actually make more money. Very important, Satawi.
That's so true, and we'll close out as my grandson asked me to close out with another Michael Jackson song, and as you just said, is, hey, make the business another part of me. Talk to you in the morning.